Hello and welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live, feel free to email me at bruce@brucesalen.com or tweet me at Bruce Salen. Today's segment, today's show is about a column called Life, Wait a Minute, and It Will Change. But I want to share with you a couple other things before I talk a little bit about the column. First, I always promise to tell you about the music from the previous show because I take great pride and pleasure in providing my listeners with a very eclectic mix of music. And last week we had my son's theme for the Bruce Salen Show, which is not our theme, but we use it every now and then because I like it and I'm proud of my son, Arnie. We had from the musical Camelot, the theme song and main song from Camelot. I believe it was Richard Burton that was doing it. We had that great Dr. Demento song that was their all-time retired number one song called Pico and Sepulveda by Felix Figueroa. From my favorite John Hughes movie and one of my favorite scenes of all time, which is the parade scene in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, we had the song Oh Yeah. Another great song from the 60s, my era, and about the only thing I think that's good that has come out of the 60s is the music, was Sunny by Bobby Hebb. I bet you most of you don't know what that song is about. Bobby Hebb was quite religious, and Sunny was his reference to God. Of course, I always have to have Elvis, and one of my favorite songs from my favorite Elvis period was on, and that was The Wonder of You. From West Side Story, we had the Jet song. And finally, from that one-hit wonder, Billy Stewart, same initials as me, in 1966, he is his version of Summertime, the great Gershwin song. By the way, if you YouTube him, Billy Stewart, and see him perform, it is hysterical. Very, very much worth watching. I want to share with you something I did yesterday, because sometimes we talk about serious topics and sometimes we talk about lighter topics, but raising kids, dealing with marriage, blended families, all that sort of stuff isn't often funny. But we've got to leaven life with the humorous moments. So I want to share with you what I did yesterday. I go to a regular bank where I live, and every time I go in that bank, there is a line. And that line makes me crazy. And every time I go in that bank, it feels like the line is not moving. And being the harried, busy, very important guy that I am, I don't like waiting. In fact, that's what we talked about in the first segment, about being patient. So I go to my bank yesterday. I was in a very good mood, but I was very hyper. We're in the middle of moving. All sorts of stuff's going on. I'm starting a new blog site, working on the radio show. I just don't have time to hang out, and I'm just sure there's going to be that darn line in the bank. So I walk into the bank, and lo and behold, there is no line. Not only is there no line, there is no customer in the bank. I look around in absolute awe and bewilderment. There are about half a dozen bankers sitting at their desks, all looking bored. But more shocking, there are four tellers that look up when I walk in the bank, like eager for a customer. I look around, they didn't have any music playing, and I was astonished. So I did what any self-respecting middle-aged dad would do, is I raised my hands in the air, I was waving them back and forth, and I ran around the bank three or four times shouting, "There's nobody here! I can't believe it! There's no line!" When I finally calmed down, you could still hear the proverbial pin drop. Everybody looked at me. They didn't know whether to call the cops or what. And slowly, one by one, they all smiled and applauded. And I have to say, it was one of those great moments. Reminds me of the scene in Home Alone. I told my son about it, who was with me on a separate errand in the same thing, and he just looked at me like, "Oh my God, I am so glad I wasn't there to be yet again embarrassed by my father." Well, I had to share that. I even wrote a blog about it, which you could find if you go look at my website, brucesalen.com. Speaking of which, are you going to join my Facebook page? I know I am tireless, but I want our community of moms and dads to grow. It's A Dad's Point of View is the Facebook page. The theme today and the topic today is Life, Wait a Minute, and It Will Change. And I think that is a very, very important topic for parents and for us as adults. It's not something that we often think about. In the middle of a crisis, we think it's never going to end. But equally, in the middle of a good streak, we don't think it's going to end. And I believe it is really important to teach our children and ourselves that everything will probably change. So while you're feeling healthy and good and strong, just reflect on it every now and then and say, thank you, God. When things look like they're just not going to get better, remember from your past that they usually do. And then one of the biggest failings we have in this regard is thinking that other people have it better. And I will challenge you to really look at many of the people you know whose lives you think are better and really analyze, is it better? And would you trade your life with someone else's, which is actually going to be the subject of a forthcoming column. A friend of mine's mom had a great quote, and she said, the only happy people I know are people I don't know well. Meaning we all have problems. We all have troubles. Most of us don't wear them on our sleeves. We keep them to ourselves. Only those people that you're really intimate with, do you know the challenges that they face every day, whether it's a difficult child, an illness, an employment or income problem. Everybody has it. So the key thing is to know that it will likely change, to be as proactive as you can to affect that change, to not envy others that much, and to be grateful for what you do have. Teenagers, however, don't get this. And as the parent of two teens, it is very difficult at times, especially because their level of impatience is so much greater than mine. The thing I really believe also is that as the parent of a teen, we have to recognize that those times will pass for us. My mother was fond of saying about my teen years that the aliens took over and I came back to them, meaning she and my dad, both of whom are deceased and I miss greatly. But I came back to them sometime in my early 20s. And therefore, that's why I do believe the job of raising a teen is different than the job of raising younger kids, or for that matter, parenting older ones, which is your job is not to be their best friend. Your job is to set certain limits and to make sure they don't kill themselves. And as harsh as that may sound, I believe it's the total, total truth. So my key thing that I'd like to emphasize here today, and welcome your thoughts and comments, and we'll talk about it more with our other guests probably, is don't let the down periods get you down. They will pass. And don't think the good periods will last either, so appreciate every day you and your family are healthy and things are going well. It is nearly time for a break. I want to remind you that you can tweet me during the show at Bruce Sallon. That's B-R-U-C-E. S-A-L-L-A-N. You can email me at bruce@brucesallon.com, and please like A Dad's Point of View, the Facebook page. And I think we will take a break as Mr. Richard Dugan is pointing his finger at me once again, although this time it's not to calm down as he did earlier when I was off the charts wacky. It is time for a break from the Bruce Sallon Show. We will be back. We will be back with Julie Spira, who is in New York. She is our guest for Single Parent Dating. And you can call, or you can write, or you can tweet. This is the Bruce Sallon Show. That's on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.